this is the most comprehensive mental health reform bill that Congress has passed in probably a generation. It makes a number of really important changes. Probably the most critical of them is a requirement that insurance companies start covering more mental illness treatment. A lot of times you will have a mental illness benefit in your plan, but then when you go to access it, they'll deny you coverage. And this bill starts to put more heat on the insurance companies for denying that care because the law says they're supposed to provide it. Second, this really reorders the federal bureaucracy to put a greater premium on mental illness and addiction. So we're going to have a new assistant secretary who's going to oversee addiction and mental illness. The bill puts more money into residential beds for people that are seriously mentally ill, but it also sets up new programs to try to catch mental illness at early stages, preventative programs. And then there's $1 billion for heroin treatment. The fact of the matter is we've got an epidemic all throughout the Northeast, and this would put $1 billion into emergency treatment for people with opioid addictions, heroin addictions. It's a big bill, one of the most important we've passed all year, and you know, I was proud to author some big portions of it.
And if I have it correct, it also includes funding for the fight against cancer. Is that right?
So this is sort of an omnibus healthcare bill, which means it has my mental health bill, which I've worked for 2 years on. It's got $1 billion for heroin treatment. And then it's got $5 billion for NIH programs, in particular the Cancer Moonshot, which Joe Biden has been leading. It also has some reforms of the FDA drug approval process so we can get more life-saving drugs to market faster. It's a big bill, and I'm really excited that Republicans and Democrats, you know, ended up supporting this in the end in big numbers.
Have you heard any indication from President Obama whether he will sign it, and if so, when?
President's going to sign it. He'll sign it soon. I was in contact with the White House all throughout the last 2 weeks trying to land this giant plane, and they've been a big supporter of it from the beginning. So the president will sign it, and it'll happen pretty soon.